With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. The 2S LGBTQ+ community has been targeted by vandals in Liverpool. Sometime Sunday evening, someone spray-painted hateful graffiti over the rainbow-painted steps at the Visitor Information Center along Henry Hensey Drive. Mayor Darlene Norman is disappointed anyone would deface a symbol of inclusion and welcome with hate.
Horrible that member or members of our community or people within our province or country would publicly display their hatred toward the 2S LGBTQ plus community is simply a sign of hatred. And that is definitely what we are not in our community.
The vandals also etched hateful graffiti in the panes of glass at the VIC. Norman says RCMP have been informed of the vandalism and are investigating. Members of the 2S LGBTQ plus community are calling for more action for instances such as this. Commenting to QCCR, Chair of Lunenburg Pride Steve Ellis says, quote, "These acts of vandalism are disgusting and need to be investigated by the RCMP as a hate crime, full stop. The stairs are a beautiful and shining example of visibility for our community. We at Lunenburg County Pride condemn these acts." He goes on to say, "We will continue to speak out against any hateful actions or words against our community, and this only motivates us to be even louder in our vision of an inclusive space for everyone on the South Shore and beyond." End quote. Mayor Norman says the offending graffiti has already been painted over, and staff are looking into whether the glass can be repaired or will need to be replaced. She is more concerned about the impact this act will have on the community.
We can expend money to put in new windows, replace glass, fix glass, scrub paint. But what we cannot fix is the damage that has been done by people in our community who have seen this or know of it or have been exposed to this.
Norman says the Region of Queens has prioritized diversity, inclusion, and accessibility and will continue to do so. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.